So we survived 10, 11 weeks. Now you've built your beautiful Erev. Everyone's coming to view it. How kosher it is. You have your Tzuris HaPesach up. You have everything. You've had Ramosha Feinstein stamp your Erev. Everything is great. Now there's one problem. Okay, there's a Gezerah D'Rabbanan. What is the Gezerah D'Rabbanan, which kills everything unless you fix it up properly? The Gezerah D'Rabbanan is that Shlomo HaMelech made a Gezerah that what? Shavuot Mishnah Berurah says in the different versions, Rashi and the Rambam, but the simple pshat is like this: Shlo lahotzi merishuso merishus chavero. Even if I've got a string around the town, and everything in the whole string now is considered rishus hayochid, I've got no problems about rishus harabim. I've got no problems with karmelis. I'm now at a walk from my own rishus hayochid to your rishus hayochid. Why? Because if I am allowed to carry from my apartment to your apartment, or from my apartment to the street, and the street is Rishus HaYochid now also, because there are strings around the whole neighborhood, what am I going to come to do? I'm going to come to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. In other words, one more time, I've got my strings around the whole neighborhood. The whole neighborhood is a bona fide kosher Rishus HaYochid. But do you own the street? No. Do you own your neighbor's apartment? No, just because there's a string around the neighborhood doesn't mean that I have ownership. I can't come and have lunch in your kitchen without permission, correct? So it's I have my apartment upstairs. You have your apartment, let's say, downstairs. Or you have your house across the street. I have my house across the other side of the street. How am I allowed to walk from my Rishus HaYochid to your Rishus HaYochid through another Rishus HaYochid? Says the rabbis, it's a fear. If we allow you to do that, you know what you're going to come to do next Shabbos? You're going to be in Flatbush. You're not going to hold the air of a Flatbush, but you're going to end up carrying from Rishus HaYochid out into the street, because last week you carried into one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. You're going to come to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So how do we solve this problem? So the rabbis came up with an idea called an Erev Chatzerus, or otherwise known as, in some situations we'll see, called Shitufei Muvos. And there's not that much lumdus in this Chabura. As opposed to other weeks, we try to get Machloksim. This is just a primer, 101. So what in the world is an Erev Chatzerus? So the rabbis came up with this concept that in order to get rid of this Gezerah D'Rabbanan, what do we do? Every person needs to put in a little bit of bread or for an Erev Chatzerus, it has to be bread. For an Shitufei Muvos, we'll see, it could be another type of food perhaps as well. And through this giving in to the pot, let's say, Hare Kulanu Rishus Echad. We all become like one Rishus. The way the Shulchan Aruch says, it's Ki'ilu Kulam Darim Ba'oso Habayis. It's as if we all live in one house. Why? Because we're all putting a chelek of our food in Rabbi Steinberg's house. So Rabbi Steinberg, I think, is the one who holds the Erev Chatzerus for this neighborhood. It's not me. Anyways, it's you. So hopefully someone does it. So I hope think it's Rabbi Steinberg. And so Rabbi Steinberg's in his house. He's got a part of everyone donated. No, did he give to Rabbi Steinberg a chelek? No? So how are you allowed to use it? So everyone is supposed to give Rabbi Steinberg a piece of bread.
Or money.
You gave him money? No? Okay, so let's see. Maybe no money doesn't work for Erev Chatzerus. We'll see. Don't worry. We're going to solve all the problems. But everyone is really supposed to give into the pot. Now it's as if we're all living in Rabbi Steinberg's house. And therefore, it's not like I'm going from my house to your house when I cross the street. It's like we're all really living, all of us, all
happy
one.
Family.
We're one big happy family. Exactly. So what's the pshat? So the answer is that there's a concept called, well, first let me just clarify one terminology. When we all live in one apartment building and we want to all go from each other's house in the big apartment building, that's called Erev Chatzerus. There is a concept, what about the whole town? I want to cross through Main Street. There's no courtyard there. It's not like we're all in one apartment building. That's called a Shitufei Muvos, which is essentially the same thing as an Erev Chatzerus, but in a bigger area. In other words, a lot of different chatzers all combined together. So when you have one city like ours, we're really doing a Shitufei Muvos. So now, why doesn't each apartment building need to do also an Erev Chatzerus within their own Erev, within their own apartment building? Answer is because the Shitufei Muvos, that one box of matzah, we'll see how big that matzah is supposed to be, and that box of matzah, which is in Rabbi Steinberg's house, covers everything. Your apartment building, it covers you, and if you're in a house across the street, as long as there is this box of matzah that you all contributed to. Problem is that no one here contributes to that box of matzah. So how does it work? So it works through a concept called Zachim Adam Shelo Befanav. That hopefully Rabbi Steinberg and maybe another Rav or his next door neighbor, when he initially makes it, we'll see how long it lasts, but let's say he wants to make for this upcoming Shabbos an Erev Chatzeres, which is really a Shitufei Mavos for the whole town. He takes his box of matzah, he goes over to his neighbor and says, can you please acquire this box of matzah for each and every individual in the Kew Garden Hills Erev? And by doing that, the person says, sure, I hereby acquire it. And he thinks in his head, lifts it up, and says, I am acquired it for you, and you, and you, and you, and you, so that you don't need to put into the pot. Now, how big is that matzah's got to be? It would have to be that matzah's got to be pretty big. How many people in Kew Garden Hills? 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 10,000, I don't know how many from Jews or above the age of Bar Mitzvah, I have no idea, make up the number. Yeah, let's say 10,000, and within the Arab, I have no idea if that's true, but let's say more, I have no idea. I'm very bad at estimates. Let's say it's 20,000, okay, maybe that's more realistic, but whatever it is, so how, you have to have 20,000 pieces of matzah, it's a lot of matzah, so answer is no. Once there are more than 18 houses, it's capped at Yud Ches Grogros. How much is Yurches Grogros? So I saw the Archa Shabbos he brings down. It's about 400 to 800 Samach Mem Kuf, which I think is centimeters cubed, or right? Which comes out to each, according to him, each machine matzah is 64 smacks, centimeter cubed. So 64, so about 10 matzahs. It's basically a box of matzahs, or two boxes of matzahs. You're covered for the whole town. So Rabbi Steinberg, how long does it last? So it lasts as long as the matzah is still intact. That's why they suggest use matzah. So you don't need to make it again if you use a challah roll. First of all, challah rolls go bad after 4 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks for sure. So use a box of matzah. Use the two boxes of matzah to be safe, maybe. You use the two boxes of matzah. It lasts a whole year. That's what they say.
They say
it lasts a year. And for sure, you're fine. And that's why I think the minhag is that they do it. The minhag the Ramah brings down is it lasts 1 year. You use a box of matzah. And then you cover for everyone for this Erev Chatzeres and Meshtufei Mavos for the entire year. Yeah? Do they hang it? I don't know if they hang it. In the shul.
Yeah.
So that you have to place it. The Erev Chatzeres, now this is a tricky thing.
Do you need to use it?
So good question. You have to make sure that some is left over for each Shabbos. In other words, you can't eat it all one Shabbos and then say, oh, now it covers the rest of the year. But you could eat it on the Shabbos. You know, you don't need to eat it at all. It has to be edible, but you do not need to eat it. So it does if you want to use it after Pesach or on Pesach.
What about during Pesach?
That's why the Ramah gives the idea, smart idea. How about you use kosher for Pesach matzah? And therefore, that's what the Ramah says. The Ramah's issue. Okay, now how long? Wait, one more, two more issues. Yeah.
I don't know now, I don't remember. He was alive all the time. He used to hang it by the door.
So it's a big issue because where are you supposed to put it? Some say you shouldn't put it in a cupboard because it needs to be in a dalet by dalet house. So if you put it in your closet, which is a teeny closet, does that become its own rishus? So some say it's supposed to be, I mean, it is a chumrah, but if you put it in your closet, whatever it is, and in a cupboard or whatever, a drawer, huh?
So hide it in the attic.
So maybe it has to be big. It has to be 4x4. So you have to make sure it's short. I know Kew Garden Hills attics may not be that big, but it's. You have to make sure you're covered. Okay, wait, one or two more points. Yeah.
The bells are shul, and it's wrong, and you're shlying.
Yeah.
You can see the rocks, it's hanging by the door. It's enclosed in the plastic.
Oh, so then that's, I'm not sure if that works, but I guess if it's more than 4x4, you're fine. Now, when you do it, you have to also say another lashon. First of all, you make a bracha on this Erev. You should know this is not a small thing. There's a real bracha. You make a Shemu Malchus al Mitzvahs Erev, because this is the classical. This is really what's letting us carry, at least me, the Rabbanan, for sure. The string just makes it that we're all Rosh Hashanah. But the Rabbanan, you have this issue. So you make a bracha al Mitzvahs Erev. Now, after you do it, you also say a phrase, which is brought down in Mishnah Berurah, but it's also brought down in later Svarim. The Archa Shabbos says, Ba'adene Ruva, with this Erev, Yesharalon, Wafuke Uliyim, and Abatum Lechatzer. You can carry from the houses to the courtyard, which are both Rosh Hashanah. House to house, which otherwise, why wouldn't you be able to carry? They're all Rosh Hashanah. No, because of this Rabbanan problem, etc., etc. There's a whole language, and you should say for this whole ear, for the whole city, and then you are fine. One or two more problems. So what about, can first of all, I've got three little problems. Problem number one, what about your wife? Can your wife do the zikwa. Can Rabbi Steinberg, if he doesn't have a neighbor to do it for him, and he needs to be zoche for the whole town, and it's 5 minutes before Shabbos, can you give it to your wife and ask your wife to be quiet for the whole neighborhood? Or do you need a neighbor, someone who is not your immediate relative, to acquire for the rest of the community? You really need a neighbor. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, b'shas adchak, you could give it to your wife and say, here, I'm giving it to you on condition that I don't get it back, because everything your wife acquires, you acquire. So you give it to the wife and say, here, this is a present to you that I don't want back. Now your wife could acquire it, and then you could make the Erev that way. That's a shas adchak. Most times, we hopefully don't rely on that shas adchak. Yeah.
Do you need a new box of matzah every Shabbos?
No, as long as it's still edible. So in other words,
if I give it to my neighbor, then my neighbor is going to give it back to me.
Correct. You can give it back to you. That's fine. But when he's zoche it for the entire neighborhood. Exactly. And then he gives it back to you, and he caves, and it stays in your kitchen for hopefully a year, and then you're fine.
You say you have to do it every week?
No, you only need to do it once. One year. You could do it forever. You could say, I'm going to do it for the next 5 years as long as the matzah is fine. Yeah, now it works as long as the matzah is still intact. We say the minhag that brought down the Ramah is to do 1 year at a time. And that's why we do matzah. It covers Pesach as well. One or two minor points. Let's say, yeah. Olechol misha yitosif ba is an addition to the language that you say. This accounts for anyone who is added in. I think what that means, I was bothered by this as well, is for guests and... So I guess you're zoche it for, but that's a good question. I'm not 100% sure. I think that language is part of that. This is a zikoy for anyone who will enter into this town in the year. I'm including them in this Erev. Just because they don't have to be here now, I don't care. I could do it for Kol Klai Yisrael, no? I can give it to you and say, here, acquire this matzah for anybody in Klai Yisrael. What do I care if they're not going to be here in 7 weeks? If they're not going to be here until another 7 weeks. Doesn't bother me. He could live in Boston now, and you could acquire it for him in Boston. What's the problem? I think that's how it works, and I think the language includes that. Wait, two more minor problems. Let's say you've got a very frumach in the neighborhood. Very frumach, he doesn't hold the Erev. He doesn't hold the strings. So where is he only going to carry? He's only going to carry in Dara Gardens. In his own enclosed Dara Gardens, that's where he lives. He's only carrying within the building. Okay, does he need a string around Dara Gardens? No, it's all inside. He wants to go to your apartment, to his apartment, all within Dara Gardens. You don't need any strings, but you still need an Erev Chatzeres. So can you rely on the Erev Chatzeres that Rabbi Steinberg is doing for the whole town? Now, he's not relying on the strings around the town, but he wants to rely on Rabbi Steinberg's Erev Chatzeres. This is a big issue. The Chaznish says he cannot rely upon it. You can see this machok is brought down in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. Rabbi Kiv Eger apparently would allow that. One more would allow you to rely upon it. One more issue. Okay, let's say... So again, you have to ask halacha l'maisa what to do. Probably best is to make your own Erev Chatzeres. But here's the trick. Let's say you're so from. You're in Dara Gardens. You don't hold of any Erev strings around the thing. So you and all the Dara Garden, let's say, Machmirim, you come come together, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and you say, we're going to take this box of matzahs, we're going to make our own Erev Chatzeres for Dara Gardens. Now you've got problems. You know what they just did? They just, because they're so chnucky, messed us up. Not only they're going to be, they'll be fine, but you know who's going to have problems?
Wait.
You. Because now they've made their own area within the city, which is kind of like their own rishus, and messing up our rishus, meaning, because we're making
Erev Chatzeres. They can go in and out of theirs.
They could carry within their own building, that's fine, because they have their own Erev Chatzeres. But what about you, who wants to carry to my house? We're not in Dara Gardens.
Oh.
But Rabbi Steinberg made his Erev Chatzeres for the whole town. And what includes that town is that there should be no area within the town which is seceding from the town. And they are seceding. So we're making this whole Erev, including Dara Gardens. And Dara Gardens is saying, we ain't being part of it. So now what are you going to do? So two answers how to get out of it. Dara Gardens, when they do it, says the Mishnah Berurah, you know what they should do? They should make it also for the whole city. Safe for the whole city. So for sure covers Dara Gardens, because they're saying Dara Gardens and all the city. So they're making one. Rabbi Steinberg's making one. Who cares? That's one Eitzah. Second Eitzah is, you know what the Aruch HaShulchan says you should do? They should make a Tanai when they're doing it. They should say, if the Erev in the city is a real good Erev, even though I don't hold of it, if it's really a good one, the string around the city, then I don't need my Erev Chatzeres. But if the Erev string around the city is no good, then I'm having my own Erev Chatzeres, because then Rabbi Steinberg's then his pointless anyway also, because there is no good string around the neighborhood. So they could make like this stipulation to cover themselves, and next week we're going to deal with a very big problem. I'll get you, whet your appetite. What about Kugan Hills also has a lot of people who don't care about Eruvim. What about any Yehudim? What about irreligious Jews? How do they mess up our Eruv? We'll have to deal with them as well. Shkoyach.